All right, Akatavach. We're Reis HaMagdalad Siv Dalad. We started last week. Just to go over a drop of the sheet, as I know is a bit maybe confusing, but let's just go over the drop of the sheet, and then we'll go over more in Yonim. It's a lot here. There's a lot of raid here. But let's just, you know what, let's start over the Siv. We'll go through it quickly. Let's just get back into it. Yared Lahatzel. A guy went down Lahatzel. He was trying to help me out, Veloyitzel, but he was not Matzliach. He couldn't save my Chamar. Ein lo el eschara yaroyloi. He will be entitled to schar for his time, but he will not be entitled for reimbursement for his own Chamar that he lost. Haga, Vedavka, Shehisnim, Abaylim, provided he made it tonight with the Baylim. Until Chathchila, we made it tonight. I'm going to reimburse him for his Chamar that he's losing. He gave up his Chamar to save my Chamar. And he was not successful in saving my chamar. Had he been successful, I would have taka reimbursed him, like in Siv Gimel. But because he was not successful, I won't reimburse him for his chamar, but I'll still have to pay him for his car, for his tircha. But if we didn't make it tonight with the Bailim, V'yard Lahatzel, he went down to try to save it, V'loyitzel, he was not successful, then afilu schare ein loy, then he won't even get schar, d'ho loy loy. But if he came by himself, he volunteered, so even if he would have been successful, he would have only gotten a regular schar for his tercha, but he wouldn't have been reimbursed for his gamar, because he never made a deal with me. So then if he's not successful, he gets lowered a notch, and he gets nothing. That is the mechaber with the Rama. And we discussed what's going on here. How does the lumdus work? If I make it tonight, you don't get what I made it tonight, but you'll get something schar. And if I don't make it tonight, then you'll get nothing. So he said that basically there are three shittas here. The first sheet is the shittas asma, which calls it nechayz darga, we lower a notch. You can't get what we made up. You can't get your full what you deserve because you were not successful. So if, had you been successful, you would have gotten everything. You would have gotten reimbursement too. No, we got to lower you a darga. You're not going to get reimbursement, but you'll get your schar for your tircha. But had you been successful, you still wouldn't have gotten reimbursement because we didn't make it tonight. So even then, the best you would have gotten is your regular schar for your tircha. So if you're not successful, we got to lower you again a notch and say you get nothing. That's a sma, which we don't really understand, but that's what the sma says. Comes along a pshat from the Maran Padova and its others, the Remes, the Nesivis. Let's call it the Maran Padova's pshat. He holds that if I'm masna with you, I'm already megaladas, then I'm willing to hire somebody to save my chamar. I'm willing to spend that money. So therefore, if you are successful, you'll get everything, whatever I'm asking with your reimbursement. But if you're not successful, chodsh, I'll have to give you a regular schar for tircha, because that's what you were mahana me. Because had you not accepted the deal, what would I have done? Hired somebody else. And that guy also wouldn't have been successful. And I would have had to lay out that money. So therefore, since you were mahana me the money of hiring a guy that I didn't hire somebody else in your place, so even if you're not successful, you are mahaning me that amount of money that I would have hired somebody else. So that's where you got chod schar. But if I never was masking with you at all, so then even if you would be successful, all you would get schar, mask him. But Dr. Maran Padova, if you're not successful, you would get zilch, because you weren't mahaning me anything. I wouldn't have hired anyone. You don't have the gili das. You don't see that I was holding by hiring someone else. So you don't see that you saved me the money, I could have hired somebody else. That's what Maran Padova means. It's all gebait in the fact I would have hired somebody else. So we need that. If you know, for example, I wouldn't have hired someone else, or there was no one else to be hired, then Taki would get nothing. That's what Maran Padova. Comes along a third shot, which is the Machna Ephraim and the Nesivis early on. Shilamet Hei. The Machna Ephraim shot is that the reason why you're entitled to schar when you're not successful is because since I hired you, you're working LP. You're working because I hired you. So whatever you do, I'm going to have to be responsible to pay you. Even if an oinus happens, I'm going to still have to pay you. That means, even though in Hilchos Chayes Poelim we learned that if a guy hires a poel and all of a sudden an oinus happens in midday that he can't continue his job, the balabais is pata, that only means he's pata from the time of the oinus and onward. The second half of the day, he doesn't have to pay the guy. But whatever the guy worked for him on the first half of the day, avadi has to pay him. So Dr. Nesiva is, just like you have a klal, a mighty mum in LP, if I lay out money on your say-so, you're responsible to reimburse me on what I lay out, so too, as mighty tirchasi LP, picha. You told me to work for you, so I work for you. So my tircha that I was working for you, till the oinus happened, avadi you're going to have to pay me. It's bekitzah, you're regular my pile. I was hired to save your chamar. Havad, you gave me a beautiful reimbursement of my chamar should I be successful, and I wasn't, so that I won't get. But at least whatever I was working to try while I was swimming, I was trying to get this chamar to shore, whatever I was trying, that tircha I was doing because of you. So I was meitzi my tircha al picha, Havad, you're going to have to pay me chach that, al tzchir spoilim. But if you never hired me, if you never were masna with me, I did it voluntarily on my own, so then I wasn't working for you. So I wasn't working for you, I don't get any reimbursement. I was mahani, I wasn't mahani you because I was not successful. So I can't get al ziyarit, I wasn't mahani you. And I can't get al pail because I wasn't your pail. You never hired me, you never told me to do it. So meilo, you get nothing. So the Makkah friend, the reason why you're going to get chot schar when you were hired is because that's it, that's nekuda. Because the maisa in the tnai that we made licked a fundamental hiring. I hired you to work for me, so if I have to pay for what you did till the oinus happened. That's the makarim. So there's basically three shitas here. The sma, which is nechayz darga, the maram padava, I pay you skar for the money I saved that I didn't pay someone else, and makarim, I have to pay you skar because you were working for me. That the maisa you did. That's the good. Right, correct. Because you're yoyer and you were not successful. If you're not successful, you don't get it. So you say, Allah shvach. Let's see a second. There was no shvach, so you get nothing. That's very good. So those are the three shitas. So let me throw out just a shayla to the olam, and let's see how you would take the shayla. What happens if I hired you, but I didn't tell you what price? It means my chamar is drowning, and I'm frantic, and I see you. I said, do me a favor, Yankel, save my chamar, save my chamar. Now, I didn't tell you what I'm going to pay you. I didn't tell you I'm going to reimburse you for your chamar. You just jumped in trying to save my chamar. You lost your chamar, and granted, you were not successful on my chamar either. Both chamars end up going.
I said, do me a favor.
Right. No. Oh, do me a favor? You mean I just said it like that? Okay. Yankel, I'll hire you. Fine. You're right. So maybe that was a bad marshal. I said, Yankel, I'm hiring you. Please save my chamar. And I don't make up a price. I hear you, Hara, but so I'm going to take this case. Yankel, please save my chamar. I'll pay you for saving my chamar. So I just said I'm going to pay you, but I didn't say what I'm going to pay you. So if you would be successful, what would you get? You only get regular pay. You wouldn't get a reimbursement of your chamar. You never told me that your chamar is on the line and I should reimburse you. You're regular payal. So I give you the regular going rate of payalim. That would be if you would be successful. And now if you're not successful, what would you get? So the chaytra come out that loitisma, that you know chayz darga. Here, if you are successful, all you're going to get is regular schar. So if you're not successful, you're going to get nothing. Right? That's what should come. Not po bato. You were working. Forget. You were not a matzliach dekapoyo. You worked fully, but you weren't matzliach. So l'chayra, like this maish, you get nothing. L'chayra. But if you learn like the other pshatim, avad, you're going to get paid. The makarim mufurish, makarim discusses this shayla. Makarim says, avad, you're going to get paid. And Rakan doesn't explain the reason, but l'chayr it's l'shitase. Makafraim's svara before was because you're working al pi. So here to avadi, you're working al pi. L'maisa, I hired you. I told you I'll pay you. So even if you're not successful, till you were not successful, till the oinis took about, till the chamar died, you were working for me. So that whole time, that all the tikkah that you put in till it died, avadi, I'm going to have to pay you. You're working for me. I hired you. Makafraim names off a pasha zavada, I have to pay you. And even like the Maram Padavasar, you have it also. Maram Padavasar is that you saved me the money, I would have hired someone else here too. Had you not taken up the job, I would have hired, instead of Yanko, I would have hired someone else, Reuven, to do the job. So I would have had to pay him. So Lamaisa, you saved me the money that I could have paid Reuven, or I was going to pay Reuven. So Lamaisa, Avada, you should get paid. So that's, I'm just showing you another nafkemina lechayra between the pshatim, that like the smaz pshat, l'chayri should not be entitled, and mashenki like the machne Ephraim, and the Maram Padova, you should get paid. And this is a machne Ephraim, hukeschir is simun chav gimel. He says that if I say, hata l'shali, even if you're not matzliach, avad, I have to give you schar
tircha. But how is your case different than hisni imoy?
Hisni imoy is where I masna lehedu to reimburse you for your chamor. So then, that's the higher amount. So if you're not Masiach, we lower you a notch.
Yeah, but and that's a regular assumption. And I'll say this fellow's chamar. Because otherwise, I wouldn't risk my chamar.
That's true, you wouldn't.
Therefore, that's why the smart sabbi says, Lachas Daga. Because you made that assumption. You weren't hired. In your case, he was definitely hired. He was directly hired.
Good.
It wasn't a
You mean if you want to say that the reason why the Achronim didn't hold the Macharayim Ephraim beforehand is because I was only masking the higher amount,
yes.
And so therefore they hold that we don't see in there a Yesh B'chal Masayimon as a higher for just Chartechem HaShenken. Here where I said Lahed, your regular pay, then they'll be, I'm asking. So if you're talking, it could be that the Tisma over here would be Maida. I'm asking, I hear the Cheshvan. If that's the reason why the Tisma didn't say it over there, I'm asking. But the Macharayim fears Ois. Right. Well, the hisna over here, you have to know what hisna is. Hisna pashtis means the hisna, the high amount of remuneration, reimbursement of your chamor. Right? That's the hisna what we're referring to, the hisna of Siv Gimel. So the Mechab and Ramah somehow conveniently left out this middle darga. They went from one extreme of hisna, the higher amount, to not hisna at all. And I want to know what's this middle case of hisna, but not, we didn't discuss the higher amount. I don't know, so I make a diak the other way around. So C is lafuke A, is lafuke B. I don't know which way you want to make the diak. Right? This is the middle case. But I hear you swear that that's the reason, then there would be more maskim. But very good. But the Machan Ephraim fears it's like this. Machan Ephraim says, very good shmak. He says, if you say a loshen, hatzel es sheli ve'etein l'chos charcha, save my thing and I'll pay you your schar. That's the loshen he used. Zogdeh, he's mesubik that maybe if you're not matzliak, you'll get nothing. Why? Because it's ki'ilu yesh b'chal hei na tishmei alav. I told you, save my thing and I'll pay you your schar. If I say, if you don't save my thing, I won't even pay you schar. So, Nambuk, the guy, when he risked his, well, he lost his chamor anyway, but he risked his time, wasted his time. If he's not mistaken, he gets nothing. He won't even get for his time. But he says that you can make that dik, that's how he ends off, that it could be b'chai gavna, b'laib z'giladas, you'll get nothing. All right, interesting. No, if I said, well, you should have, no, you should, that was the term of the deal. And adai tadach, you went into the river. You should have told me, no, I'm not masking, you want to get paid for your time no matter what. Oh, okay. That, I don't know if you have it right. If this is understanding how the Gedalim tightens up those words, that's how the Torah tightens up those words. It's true, but the Maaseh, if those are what the words mean, if the Macharayim says that that's the Diyak to make, so that was what the words mean, so then you're bound by it.
You know what's saying, Rosh and Basley? Rosh and Basley.
Good.
The assumption that if you hire someone else, he also will not be successful. But you can say that Rosh and Basley.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't sound like he was a pesher. It was a nine. It's a chamor. It was too difficult to be saved, whatever. Avad, if the guy batched up, if it was his fault, and Avad, I don't blame him, he batched up. But don't matter. He tried his best. He did the normal thing, and you know, the tide brought the chamor out. What would you say in this case? Is a Rama who has the following case. Over here, we're talking about Yorad Lahatz of Eloy Hitzel, right? He was not successful. The Rama wants to know, what happens if the guy went in, saved the chamor, brought him back to the shore, and before the owner got to repossess the chamor, the animal either ran away or died. So he saved the chamor, but he brought him back, right? But Lamai says the Bailam got nothing out of it. At the end of the day, the Bailam lost the chamor. What is the halakha?
When is his job done?
Oh, so you tell me, when's the job done? Oh, the chay when he saves it. Zok terama, mamish esvot. Zok terama, that when I use you to save it, saving means they get out of danger. The danger is in the river. So when is it out of the danger? When is your job done? When you bring it out of it, when you bring it to the shore? What happens if they're there? It's not your fault. That's it. I should take it. I should get it. I mean, you, his Ovid, Shlich, Shluchusa. He did his job. Mamish, that was the vod. He did his full job. Mamel, he doesn't. He's not going to have a chasarn out of that. Means he deserved to be paid. Whatever he made up with you. If he made up full reimbursement of his chamar, he'll get full reimbursement of his car. That's what he made up with you. That's what he did. He did his job. His job is over. There's another case of the bear Eshek, I don't know how you pronounce it, but in Simon Pei Hei, he has a case that the guy went, saved the chamor, brought him back to shore, and they noticed that Nebuch the chamor was limping, had a broken, I don't know, I guess through the river, got hurt. So he was limping, had a broken leg or whatever it was. And the Bailam wanted taina. I don't want a broken chamor. For that, I didn't want to say for a broken chamor. I wanted a chamor. And the Bereshek says, no, I've added you're going to have to pay, because the Maaseh, you did the job, you saved it, that's what the job was, and you brought it back, so my belly deserved to be paid. Okay, very good. Okay, so everyone thinks it's partial. I don't understand the tshuva, I'll be honest with you. I have a problem with it. It's because, let me take the next case. What happens if the guy went to save the chamar, and while he's saving the chamar, he's swimming back with the chamar back to shore. The animal dies while he's swimming back with the chamar. He drank too much water. He was, you know, still flapping. By the time he got back, it was all over. So, did he get paid?
No.
Because he was not mistake. No, he's not his fault. He's an oynis gomer. But this is like a loyitzel. I didn't need you to save a dead chamar. That the tide would have brought up. What, even dead?
The Bible can't expect, you know what, while you drag him out, make sure that the animal doesn't...
You're right. I don't expect you to have that then, but the mice is, if the guy brings the animal back to shore dead, I think it's pasha, I don't have to pay him, because he was a lo yitzel. That wasn't the job is to be matzel. He was a lo yitzel, the animal died, right?
That's like kindness.
I have no problem. I don't have a tine on him, but I'm not going to pay him, because my deal to reimburse him his chamar is only if he's successful. This is considered not being successful. Dead.
Okay.
Right. So I don't pay him when he's an ayin sani. And here we're telling my tonight, what the kavana my tonight was. My kavana at the time was if he's successful, not if he's not successful. So l'chayra, if he brings back the chamar with a broken leg, so, you know, I call if he raised a nechaman, would he, if he wanted to hire you and reimburse you for your chamar to bring back a broken leg? Let's say the animal's broken leg and there's no veterinarians, that's it. This animal's never going to be... function. That's it. He cannot plow anymore. I have no use out of it. So then he was not mitzliach. He brought back He brought back a dead animal. That's what he brought back. Now, maybe I could shecht and I can eat the meat. So that's what he fedined over a dead animal. But that wasn't the point why I wanted to save the animal. I wanted to save the animal so I could have a chamar that I could use. Right? Or chamar, God, he can't eat the meat. But whatever. I wanted a chamar, a live working chamar. Also good. He's also be pata. It's an oinus. I want you to save my chamar. You didn't save my chamar.
I have to go save the chamar that's there.
A dead chamar?
I said go save that chamar. I said save the chamar. The Bible made a mistake. The Bible thought it was a live chamar and it wasn't. He hired a guy to save that chamar and the Bible made a mistake. He goofed.
He didn't really ask him to hire Kamar. His kavana was that it should be alive. L'machon. What happens if the guy, you know, we talked about Siv Gimel. What happens if the guy instead saved his own Kamar first? By the time he got to my Kamar died already. Yeah, and he saved it. He brought it back to shore dead. That's not saving it, right? That wasn't the kavana. The kavana was he should bring back a live Kamar.
When the Bailam asked him, let's say whatever happened, he died, he broke it, but it was already before the Bailam asked. Right? The Kamar is in the Bailam has no idea. Good. The Bailam asked him.
Go
save my Kamar.
Good.
That's what you asked. That's what you asked me to save that chamar.
If I told you save that chamar, even if it's dead, I hear, or save, I don't know. Look,
so why,
it was clearly
why
the...
Why is the pile responsible to know he's not responsible.
And the Baba is not responsible either. They're both not responsible. So it's
why is responsible?
No, how should I know that the chamar is more dead than you are? We're both at the shore. We both see the chamar, you know, wobbling.
Because the pile is not asking the Baba, can I go please save your chamar?
But I'm an oinish just like you're an oinish. Shlomi said, the Gemara says that we're both oinish and I'm going to be a potter. Means, and now you want to know mitzad my tonight. My tonight, that wasn't the kavanah of my tonight. My tonight was, you're going to bring back a loy chamar, not a dead chamar. Right, he'll have to say. Do you mean to say? And you know what the Bailam would say then? Bailam would say, no, jump in the river.
From the other side, because the other side is you hired somebody to go out there. Whatever he brings back, he brings back.
Yeah, I don't think that...
He's giving up his chamar.
Yeah, but why am I willing to pay for him to give up his chamar? Because he can bring out a dead chamar is not worth much.
That's what's bothering everyone. The same thing is bothering him is you hire the guy to pay him to give up his chamar.
Correct.
Then he's going to go save your chamar, whatever happens.
But why would I want to pay him $100 to save his chamar if my dead chamar is worth $10?
Because yours is worth $200.
When it's alive. When it's dead, it's worth it. It came out worth it.
You're taking the chance.
I hear. So then I should say that. So it means you hold that even if he brings back a dead chamar, he deserves to be paid. Okay, fine.
The minute he goes out, the other case is he didn't do the warning. He didn't do the thing.
Okay, fine. So I'm going to show you. Hopefully later tonight, remind me. I'm going to show you that that can't be. I'll show you that if you bring back a dead chamar, that's not gonna happen. I'm going to show you that because that wasn't the kavana. That wasn't gone. Fine. Then another halakha here is another halakha. It's a halakha of the Shoshanis Yankov. I think it's Pashit, but he has a whole arichas on it. It says over here that if you're not successful, you're still entitled to schar haroila. You don't get full reimbursement, you still get schar haroila. It's like the Shoshan Yankov, who adin, you'll get schar haroila even if your own chamar comes back to shul by itself alive. I mean, just like in Siv Gimel we had, that if you are successful, I'll give you a full reimbursement, even if you get back your own chamar alive by itself. Zakta Yashan, who adin here, if your chamar comes back alive by itself, so what? You're not successful, but that won't be mashana. It means you still get whatever the din is supposed to be. When you're not successful, you're supposed to get schar royaloi, so you still get schar royaloi, even though you're not successful.
But you're saying it's pleasure. What was happening that it wasn't pleasure?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm asking. I don't know. All right. Fine. Next, let's talk about another halacha here. You know what? Let's do the next halacha. We'll get it. We'll get a little more into it. Al Shabbos Aveder, only because he lost, and then he's a letterman for Shabbos Aveder. And Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is the same thing. Teretz is because I made it tonight. So Siv Dala also made it tonight. Much if you go like Makafraim, in the tonight lick the regular Schir's poilem. So I hide you. So I hide you. So what? Your Chamor comes back by itself. My son hide you. So you deserve to get paid. So it's not in this part, it's not Al Shabbos Aveder. This is out either the Maran Padva, because you're Mahana me somewhere else, or like the Makafraim, you're working for me over here. All right. Let's go on. Let's do the next halakha, the next few words of the Ramah. We'll come back to it. We'll go more into it. I just want to bring out a halakha here. V'chein, zakt Ramah, im ala chamoyre me'elav, so too, if his chamor came back by itself, that means, I hired you to save my chamor, and before you got to save my chamor came back to shul by itself, that's like you were not matzliach, because you didn't do it. It came back by itself. The Bein Shalom did it. You didn't do it. You were not successful. My chamor came back by itself. So it will be the same halacha that just like if I wasn't masna with you and you were not successful, you get nothing. So too, if I was not masna with you and my chamor comes and you jump in and my chamor comes back by itself, you get nothing because you were not matzlik. My chamor came back by itself. That's what the Ramah says. Look in. I'll tell you over the Sman. The Sman Sivkon Yud Beis says that this halacha v'chein is going back on both cases before. Not just on the last case, when I was not masna with you, that you get nothing, but even if I am masna with you, I'm going to give you reimbursement of your chamor if you're matzliach, and you were not matzliach. Why? Because my chamor came back by itself. I will not give you reimbursement. It's as if you were not matzliach. I'll give you schar royaloi. It's the same that halacha, just like when I'm masna with you and you're not successful. You get schar royaloi, not full reimbursement. So too, if I'm masna with you and my chamor comes back by itself, again, you'll only get schar royaloi. You will not get full reimbursement. No, you got schar. You were swimming to the animal. You were working for a half hour trying to get to the animal. The maybe the animal swam faster than you and came back to shore before you. But it's like you tried. It wasn't you not trying. You were trying. You did it. So Mamela, you get schar royaloi for the ticha that you did, but you're not gonna get full reimbursement because the maestro, you were not matzliach. That is the sma. That's what the Ramah is going on. And on that, the sma argues. The ma says, no way. Because of the sma says, no way, it can't be. Avada, you look at the very last line of the Sifkot Yud Beis, Venira Lodon, he argued, he wrote a whole tshuva, he said, and he was Arachti, Maracha Mu Maracha Neged Divrei Maram Amram Padova, and he fears always, Venira Lodon, the Bezed, the Ola Me'el of Achar Atnai, V'hoyeloi Pseida, you had a Pseida, you gave up your Chamar. And my Chamar ended up being saved, just not by you, but it was being saved, it was saved at the end, V'hoyeloi Pseida, that's lost, so you lost your Chamar. And I saved, and my chamor was saved. So Klishalim loy called the mechamori. Avada, I have to pay you for your entire chamor. That means, this man's looking at it. Look, I made a deal with you. Give up your chamor. You gave up your chamor, so you lost your chamor. And my chamor came back. So why shouldn't I pay you? I didn't come back ayotcha, but my say came back. So avada, I should pay you. This is like this ma. The shach in Sifkan Dalet holds like this ma. He brings a mashal. Ubehisna posak mashal after olam me'elav terk l'shalom leischarim meshulam kol mashnisna a full reimbursement v'hu gedas asma. So now you have a mashal, sma, and shach all arguing with a Ramah. Now I just want to point out that they're only arguing with half the Ramah. They're only arguing with the first case. That is, when I'm masna with you, and it came back by itself, then you get full reimbursement. But if I was not master with you, and you did it by yourself, and at the end of the day you were not successful, my chamar came back by itself, Havad, I don't have to pay at all. Why should I pay you? If I'm not master with you, you only can get, I'll either Hashavet Zaveda to get in, or I'll get out Yairi to get in. But if you were not matzliach, you didn't do it, it came by itself, Havad, I'm not going to pay you. So you get nothing. They're only arguing with the Ramah on that first half. It means they touch the Ramah, the Ramah is going on both Chalakim. And my Mele, they jump to the Ramah, it cannot go on the first din. The first din, when I'm masking with you, Avada, I'm going to have to give you full reimbursement. The Rabbi said, this is very Negeya, because you could have other, you know, this is a Chamar taught us really. We don't have Chamar running in rivers. But you're going to have cases, Mitch Shem will see in the Ramah and other cases, is that sometimes you could have, let's say, pidyon shvuyim, right? And you might see mamin, and you try to get a guy out of jail, and he ends up getting out of jail by himself. So, can I ask him for reimbursement? What I would do, I would just mighty mumin. So, he came out by himself. Is that considered he was matzliach? Because that considered that I was not matzliach. Did I do my job? Well, I didn't do my job. And let's say you were master with me to do it. You hired me to speak to the officials and to do it. And I did it. I was mighty mumin, hain rab. At the end, you got out by yourself. Then what would be the halacha? This is this shayla. The shayla is when you get out by yourself, is that a key matanai? Is it as if I was mekayim my tanai to get you out? I tried, and I gave up to try to get you out. We made up this deal. But Lamai says, you got out by yourself. Will I be reimbursed or not? And we're going to see. Mamish Ramah brings down such a case shortly. That's the shayla here. So I really want to back up a bit and just talk about such a shayla, a room. What would be a regular din by Schir Spoilem? You know what, before I go there, I just want to show you, it's really a machloek as a shayla. I mean, look at the Nesivis here, the Nesivis in Sif Cotton Gimel. At the end of Sif Cotton Gimel, Mamish, the last two lines, it says, Amach, because of Asma, Sif Cotton Yud Beis, Lachloek al Haramah, Omaram Padova, O Pasek, the Ba'ala Chamoyri Me'elav, Chayiv, L'Shalom, Lo Hefzat Chamor, and they argue with the Ramah, Ishtamitzei, the Sma Fagat, Divrei Ashitum Mekabetes, B'Shem HaKadmoinim, Shepasek Karav Ba'gov Chenikah. It's a mefurush shita mekabetes, a rishonim who go like the Ramah that you're gonna be potter. Memela, he goes with the Ramah. So now you have at least someone who's on the side of Ramah. You have now Ramah Maram Padova Nesivis against Mashal Sma and Shach. The problem with the Nesivis is the Olam says, you know, I can't say it, but Ishtamitzei of the Nesivis. You look in the shita mekabetes over there. It's true that there is one rishon in the shita who says it, the Ramach. There's such a shita, but the other rishonim say not like that. There's a mafusha, Rabbeinu Yonason, there's a Meiri. They hold not like this. They hold lahedya like this man, the shach. They say lahedya, they just have one kinej. They say that avada, I have to pay you a full reimbursement, but I'll deduct the tircha that you ended up saving. That means, let's say you anticipated it's going to take you a half hour work to save my chamar, and it ended up my chamar swam back to shore before you even got into the water. So you just saved yourself a half hour's work, right? So they say, I'll pay you your full reimbursement for the chamar that you gave up, minus the tircha of a half hour's work. Because had you spent that half hour's work, I would have given you just that reimbursement, nothing more. So since you didn't do that tircha, I got to deduct for that tircha, menaka, that tircha that you didn't end up doing. So I'll give you full reimbursement minus a mashahu. No. Had I done that, then if you didn't do the tircha, I would cut pay for the hefzit. So here too, so be. You mean that's why he's not charging for the tircha, because that's the mitzvah shabbat. Because yeah. Once he gets reimbursed for his kamar, then he can't charge for the tircha. My says he can, in theory, maybe at that point, yeah, charge. It means I'm not holding, it means you're holding by giving. No, because I don't have to give up my kamar for reimbursement. I could say I still want my kamar. So I'm not, well, my cloak is achrenim. So on the tzad, let's say you come to me, you want to reimburse me $100 for my kamar, and I say, I'd rather have my kamar. So I don't have to save you, but if I do accept it, I can say, no, I'll do it for 110, right? So I could charge you the 100 plus the tirka. And for some reason, I didn't want to charge you the tirka. So, all right, but my says that's what they say. But it's very karev to the smashach and mashal. So now you have, it's machlok rishonim. If anything, more rishonim are on the side of the mashal, sma, and shach than there are on the Ramah side. What do you say, sorry? Or how did this man know that the Rama's going on the first case as well? To argue, why didn't he just say that the Rama's going only on the Lo Yisna case and then he would agree? Mask him. So granted, the Orcha Shulchan tries to do that in the Rama, and he argues with the Sma. But the problem is that the Rama is coming from Maram Padova. And if you look inside the true Maram Padova, he's Mufurj going on the first case as well. But even Hisna. Sorry?
He has a
Rishon. Who has a Maram Padova? What?
Yeah.
Not a Rishon, he's a Katman, but he's not a Rishon. But the Maisa is, that's why this man knew that he was going on both cases, and he came and he argued. Good. But that's the halakha. So now you have, at the end of the day, now you have a Machlokes Rishonim. Besides the Machlokes Gedolei HaPosekim, it's a fast 3 and 3. Whatever, but you have a Machlokes Rishonim as well. How do you teach this? Do you teach when you came by itself? Is that a keem of the Tanai or not? That's a Machlokes Rishonim of Yeb. I want to know, let's go back and let's talk about Ur Poyalim. The case of the Gemara was, I hired to irrigate my field. You went, you started to irrigate my field. In the middle of the day, all of a sudden, there was a thunder shower. Gewaldic. Field's irrigated. You go home at 10 in the morning. You started, you worked an hour. Go home at 10 in the morning. You asked me for, you want to be paid for irrigating your field. I said, children, you only worked 1 hour. You're supposed to work 8 hours. I know, but the mice is, you hired me for irrigating the field. I irrigated your field. Me, 1 hour, plus the brainstorm was my shotif. He did the other 7 hours. We were good. So you got to pay me. What is the halacha in this case, Rabbi Yisai? What's halacha? Oh, very good. So this is machloikis rishonim. It's machloikis rif and rivid. And it's an ayin bamati and ayin zayinam and aleph. It's machloikis rishonim. Where's it coming from? Let's back up a bit. If you would be in, there's a mafurisha gemara that if you would be in oris, an oris doesn't get paid by the hour. An oris is like a shutif in the crops. And because he takes care of the whole crops in the entire season, he takes a third of the produce, or half of the product, whatever it produces. He takes a percentage of that. That's mafurish in the Gemara, that even if it rained by itself, Avad al-Aris is entitled. That's the deal. He has to make sure that it's done. He made sure it was done. He davened in the morning. That's how he made sure it was done. Some people have to sprinkle. He did it through davening. He made sure it was done. He gets paid. That's a Gemara. Shaila is, what do you do in this case, a kablan, who's getting paid not for the hour, but he's getting paid for the job, for the doing. Is it considered that, look, his deal is just to get the job done? He got the job done. The Baruch Shem did it. Well, no. One second. You're not an artist. You're not a shutiv. You don't derive hano or revach memela. You have to work for the revach. You didn't work, so you don't get paid. No tiki no washi. How do you understand it?
That's a machlokes.
Sorry? A poel is the next shav, and that's also a machlokes you're showing him. But even the next shav. But I want to take a shav of a kablan because that's what we are. I hired you to save my chamor as a kablan, right? I don't get paid. If it takes you 1 minute or an hour, you get paid the same amount. So I'm hiring you, you're a kablan. And the rest of the job happens by itself. What's the halakha? So this is machlokes, you're showing him a riff and the rivet. The riff holds you don't get paid, only by an oris, and the rivet holds you do get paid. You do get paid because the mice is, you had a kablanis and it worked, so memeli you're going to get paid. Will you get paid only for the first hour, or you'll get paid for the whole thing? That's machlokes. Sorry? I know, so you prorated. You did 1/8 of your job, so you will give you 1/8 of the kablonis amount. We'll prorate the dollar amount. Or no, Lomai says you did the job. You had to make sure that's irrigated. You made sure it was irrigated, so you deserve to be paid. That's the machlokes Yishayna. I don't know, maybe it would work somewhere else. It would also have rained. I don't know what he would have done. I don't know. He could have made money. Okay, that's a shikol mani yisarevik. He could have made money somewhere else. Anyway, that's a l'chayr mani yisarevik. All right. So l'chayr, now we have a machlokes rishonim. So let's just bring this out. Loit deravid, who holds that by every kablan, when the job is completed by itself, he deserves to get paid, then for sure over here, he's going to get paid. I hired you, I'm going to pay you $100 to reimburse your chamor if you bring my chamor back. He started, the chamor came back by itself, the Rebbe Shalom sent it back, Avadi going to get paid, because the Maisa, that was a kablan, it's happened by itself. So let the Ravid, Avadi going to get paid. Right? Lachar, that should come out. But I just want to say that our machlokes rishonim is not that machlokes rishonim. Some achrenim would like to say this machlokes is the same thing as that. Like, it's not. And I'll prove it to you. First of all, the Meiri over there holds like the Rif that you don't get. You get regular skar, and not only that, like the Ravid, you won't even deduct anything. Lachayr, you did the mice was kablonis. You deserve to get paid for kablonis. You get paid for kablonis. So some Achrenim want to learn that this machlokes is over here is the same machlokes is over there in Schir's Poyalim. And I'm telling you it can't be. Why? Because the Meiri over there holds like the Rif that you don't get paid. And the Meiri in the Shita holds over here, we have the Meiri inside as well, holds over here that you do get paid. He holds like this, like the Sman, the Shakta Mashal, that you do get paid. So obviously this is better than over there. Oh, what's it then? We'll get to what's it in 1 second. But this is obviously better than over there. That even though over there the Shitas, the Rishonim are, and my Pashas, the Halach is like the Rif, that you do not get paid if it's irrigated by itself. But over here, you could say that you do get reimbursement. Very good. We're going to get to it. Right, very good. And I'm going to bring you another right. It's not the same Machloikis. Because the Ravid over there holds that you get full pay. I don't deduct the time that you saved, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was working for you, not for me. Right? So you could say, look, you irrigated my field, you get full pay. But over here, you see that the Rishonim, at least, I'm Sman, Shak, don't mention it, but at least the Rishonim, you see that they deduct the Menaka, the Schar Techa, that you saved by not saving my Chamor. So if that's where you're going to get, so you see it's not the same halakha over there. If it would be the Ravid's halakh, you should get full reimbursement, mamish full, without any deduction. So you see, this is obviously a different halakha. So what's the reason? Why is this a different halakha? Why over here would be entitled, even though over there you're not? So I think the vote is like you just said, and that, let me just bring it out, is let's back up a bit. How do, Rabbi say, I hired you, and I told you I'm going to reimburse you. If you give up your chamar, I'm going to reimburse you your chamar to save my chamar. Let's say you were successful. Let's just say, go back to the building blocks here. You were successful, and I have to reimburse you. Why? What halakha do I reimburse you? Why am I reimbursing you for? I made it tonight, and therefore? So it's a schiris poilim, right? I hired you. I told you I'm going to promise you this amount. So I'll pay you. So one pshat could be a schiris poilim. Oh, so what is it? What's another pshat then? So what is it out? And therefore, so what's Mekayim that tonight? Maitzi Maman Alpiv. Oh, so you could say the Pshat is Alts Arvis, Alts Maitzi Maman Alpiv. So Batam over here, we have two different ways to understand this halacha. Is it because it's a regular schiris? I can make up with you $100. The why I made up $100 to reimburse you for your chambar. But I'm hiring you regularly for $100. So it's a regular schiris poilim to get in. Or I could say, no, it's not schiris poilim. I said lahed, I'm reimbursing you for your chamar. Give up your chamar, and I'll reimburse you. So what is that? That's maitzi moment apiv, and I'm chayv, not schiris poilim. I'm chayv al tzarvis. There's another prat. Achreini mentioned this prat. The Gedulei Shmuel, the Meritzi mentioned this prat as well. It could be al tzarvis. Oh, so if it's al tzarvis, now it could take on a whole new look. Bishlam, if it would be a regular schiris poilim to get in, that I'm hiring you, and you were not successful, you didn't complete the day's job. So yes, then that will be the same halacha as over there. If you hold like the Rif, you don't get paid. If you hold like the Ravid, you do get paid. But if you learn over here, it's better that this halacha is al arvis, because you were mighty mom and alpi. Lemaisa, you were mighty mom and alpi. You did give up your chamar. So avada, I should have to pay out mighty mom and alpi. So who cares? My chamar came back by itself. I just want to be Maizav. Enochanami, that if my chamar would die and it wouldn't come up by myself and you would not be Mazliach, then I won't reimburse you. Are you a Maitzi Mam and Alpi? It's because it was clear the understanding is I'm willing to be Maitzi Mam and Alpi. I'm willing to take on an Arvis if I get my chamar back. I mean, that was the deal. Save my chamar and I'll reimburse you. It means as long as I gain from this deal, I'll be willing to reimburse you and be chayiv on the line for Arvis. So if you were not Matzliak and no one was Matzliak and the Chamar ended up dying, so I won't pay you because I died to Hak, I didn't want to be an Arif. I should lose twice, I should lose my Chamar and pay you for your Chamar, that I didn't want. But as long as I get my Chamar back, I'm happy to pay you Al Tzarvis. It means Na'ika Kavana, the Ika Mechayiv here is Al Tzarvis. So if that's the Ika Mechayiv, as long as you gave up your Chamar, Havad will have to reimburse you. For the job done. So the mice is you didn't do your job. No, you're not that I actually get the job. I'm paying you for the work for your mice your dime. Because what? No, I'm paying you for your mice your dime. So as long as you didn't work, you don't get paid. What's the lum? This is the makhlek is riffing Raivin. Is how do you understand kablon? Is kablon is mamish like a mice your dime to get in? Or is it like an oris to get in? That, you know, as long as the job gets done, who cares how it gets done? But magic is also good. So if you learn like the riff, no, it's mice your dime. The mice you didn't do the work. So I don't get pay you. But over here, there's not al tzmaisi dan. This is because you gave up money. So if you gave up money, after reimburse you al tzarves. That's the ikum mechayiv here. So that's the machloek as we train them. How do we understand this deal? Is the mechayiv arvis, in which case avad will have to pay you even if it comes by itself, or is the mechayiv schiyas poyalim? And if it's schiyas poyalim, the maisi didn't work. And if we hold like the riff over there, when you don't work, you don't get paid even if it happens by itself. It's a whole different lumdis. That's l'chayir what's going on over l'chayir what's going on over here. Correct. Is it like there that schiras payalim, or is it like arvis and it's not like there? It's much better because over here you ended up losing something, and if you hold like the arvis over there, that even by schiras payalim you get the navada koshke navada you get over here. But we paskin pashas over there not like the arvis, so you won't get reimbursed. But over here there's a sort to say get reimbursed because it's arvis. If you look, the Rabbeinu Yonison says a lashon. Where's the lashon? He says the reason why you mechayv l'shalom lo d'mechem moray. Over here, hoil val yodoi hifsidoi. La ma'isa, I caused you that loss. Al yodoi hifsidoi, like an average ticket in. Vizeh hevich shaloi. And la ma'isa, I got back my chamar. So as long as we have these two nukudas, you gave up your thing al yodi, al pi, and la ma'isa, I ended up getting my chamar back. So my mail, I'll have to pay you. And the Miri says, come out the same lashon. Sorry? Right, it's not a poltergeist, it's an average again. That's why I have to pay him. Mashenkin, if it will be a poltergeist, then it will be mamish that in. And if you hold like the riff over there, you don't get paid. So over here too, you won't get paid. That the chayr is the machloikis harishayim and the chayr machloikis apayim. There's a chuvis Ber Yitzchok, who Ber Yitzchok has a different shot over here. He wants that even if it's schiris poilim, says, tell him machloikis harishayim in schiris poilim for a different chesh. And if you lose something, then by schiris poilim it could be better. It's not for now. But Lamaisi is either way, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, no matter how we touch it up, we have Rishonim on one side, Rishonim on the other side, Gedei LePoiska on one side, Gedei LePoiska on the other. We have a major machlokes here. Therefore, LaHalacha, the Tshuvas Chavatzelis HaSharan in Chesh HaMishpat Chav Dalid says, HaMeitzi Mechaver Olav HaRaya. Whoever's Muxik is going to win. There's the Tshuvas Amudei Eish as well. The Amudei Eish also says that if the Seicher, if the guy who jumped in, the Matzil, was Teifis, the money, and then he of reimbursement, then he's allowed to keep it. Because he could say, Kimli, I want to go like Rabbeinu Yonason and the Meiri and like these Gedolei Achrayinim. The Ulam HaMishpat's Mashmal like that as well. And if the Balabais is holding the money, which is normally the case, then the Matzah is going to end up losing out. Because the Balabais could say, Kimli, like the Ramah and Maran Padova and the Sivis who hold it. You don't get full reimbursement.
So the Matzah grabs the Chamor, I'm saying.
If the Matzah holds on to the Chamor, you mean? I'm letting hold on to the Chamor, but Torah said, so he'll hold the chamar as a tfisa. Wait, what's that? Which chamar? The chamar died.
He
was loyal, though.
I'm saying he
saved, but it didn't work. It was a dead chamar. It didn't work.
The chamar that came on its own.
Oh, you mean. If the chamar came on its own and he chapped the chamar before the Bailam did, yeah, then I'm asking to you. Then I hear, then he'll be the muxik. L'chari, he'll win in B'chai Gavna. I'm asking. Okay.
So, are you allowed to do that?
You're being muxik.
Is he allowed to be?
So, he holds the Kimli, he's a lot of. Okay, so we've discussed. We had once a Ksais in Hilkus. If you're allowed to be toughest, Pashas, you're allowed to be toughest. He wants to know who's going to do the Shumah. You're allowed to make a Tfisa out of Bezin. Okay, if it's not Machmas, this is not Machmas Halvaz, Machmas Chiris, it might not be a problem. It's not Bebesai. Let's say yes, he's allowed to be toughest, the Chamar, and that will be an Eitzah here. I just want to bring up Agav. The Olam before didn't agree with me and held that even if he brings back a dead chamar, that's considered a kim as a tnai, right? So I want to know, well, if you hold that if a chamar comes back by itself, it's also a kim of the tnai, and you hold the dead chamar as a kim of the tnai, do you also hold if the chamar died and came back by itself is a kim of the tnai? Because that's what the case before. The case before when it said that you were not exiled and the chamar died, it means the chamar died and was thrown back onto shore dead. So, like you guys, if you hold that bringing back a dead chamar is also kima tonight, then even if it comes back by itself, it's a kima tonight. I just want my chamar back, live, dead or alive. Came back dead. Okay, so you makayim your tonight. No, but if you hold like the Rabbeinu Yonason and the Meiri, that even if it comes back by itself, it's a kima tonight, and have to pay it because the arvis, whatever it is. So if it comes back dead, it's also kima tonight. That's for sure not, because that's what the case before was. Dead means, how do you know it died? Maybe swam to a different country. There it is, because it came back. That died and was thrown up onto the shore. How do I know? Maybe it was just doing swimming underground and not. Okay, fine. All right. Okay, fair enough. I think Pashas, that's the case. All right. One more halacha, Rabbi Say. If you go back in the middle of the Sma, the Sma is a case, interesante case. What we're talking about till now was a case where the Bailim were there, and either you were masna with the Bailim, or you were not masna with the Bailim. And that's what it says. If you masna with the Bailim, you're not matzlich, but you'll get skar. And if you were not masna with the Bailim, you're not matzlich, then you'll get nothing. So, he says, halacha, what would be in this case, where the Bailim weren't there, bechlal, and you went and you tried to save, and you gave up your own chamar trying to save my chamar, and you were not matzliach, mahadin. So if you look at the Sma, where he has that hand, that's usually telling you there's a chiddush din coming up, here comes the chiddush din, look at the Sma, miu nira, the gam bedinim ha'elu, the yorad lahatzel v'loy hitzel, oisha ala me'elov, im lo hayu ha'bailim sham, if the bailim were not there, af the loy hisna, even though you did not make a tnai, ki ilu hisna imayim dami, it's as if you made a tnai with them, v'tzarech litin demes chirusai, you have to give chach demes chirusai, k'moy lish acher lepokas, you have to chach demes chirusai, you give to someone else, a regular for your tercha. Just like if I would make a tnai with you, and you would not be successful, you won't get full reimbursement, but you'll get chach schar haroi loy, so too if I was not there, and you did it, even though you were not successful, you chach get schar haroi loy. That's what the Sma holds. That's because he didn't make a Tanai and the guy was there. But if the guy is not there to make a Tanai with, the Sma holds it as if it's Kilu Hisni Maim Domi. That means, where is he coming from? He's coming from the previous Sif. Previous Sif, we had halacha that when you are master with the Bailim for reimbursement and you are successful, you get it. And if you're not master with the Bailim and they're not there to be masna, and you're matzliach, you'll also get full reimbursement, because that's a takonis chachamim, that we want everyone to save other people's avedis. So they made a special takonis chachamim. When the bailim aren't there, Chazal step in, and now masna on behalf of the bailim, kilu, there was a tonight, you better save, and we'll reimburse you for all your terech and all your atzais, whatever you need. It means if you need terech, we'll give you terech. If you need atzais, we'll give you. We're masna with you, that you shouldn't come out losing at a deal to encourage you to save avedis. So Zoktas Ma, if that's the halach in Siv Gimel when you are matzliach, hu adin in Siv Dalad when you're not matzliach, we have the same halach as kilu hisna imayim dami. And mamel, if you're not matzliach, you won't get full reimbursement, but you'll get chach yischar aroyalai, just like as if you were masna, you'll get chach yischar aroyalai. That is the Sma Shita. Now if you think about it, the Sma Shita is marafs and igra. What's going on? The Sma holds this magical formula, Nachas Darga. So then I hear the Sma's Chesed very nicely. If you would have been successful, you would have gotten full reimbursement, because that's the Tanai Chazal made with me, with you, or whatever. Chazal made the Tanai with the Matzah, gets full reimbursement. So if you're not successful, you lower a notch, you chod gets Chara Royaloi. Good, then I could hear where the Sma's coming from. What this means, I don't know, but we have to work with the Sma's Lamdas. But if you learn like everyone else, this doesn't make any sense. Let's learn like the Maran Padova. The reason why you always get Schar Roiloi, you were not successful, why am I giving you Schar? It's because you asked Magala Das, that if not for you, I would hide someone else. You saved me the money, I would have paid someone else. Here, I wouldn't have hired someone else. I wasn't there. I couldn't have hired someone else. Bezin steps in that they make it tonight with the Matzilim. Bezin wasn't there either. Bezin means Chazal made this Takonis Chachamim that anyone could try to save and get reimbursed, right? But they only made the takon if you're matzliach. If you're not matzliach, they're not giving you money. They're not going to make a takon to hurt the bialim. They only made a takon if you're matzliach, then you get full reimbursement, right? So if you were not matzliach, you're not going to get full reimbursement. But I want to get Schar Royaloi. Tarzis, why should you get Schar Royaloi? If the whole reason why you get Schar Royaloi is always out some Ram Padova, because you saved me the money, I would have hired someone else. Yeah, I wouldn't have hired someone else. There was no one else to hire over here. So if I did not going to get Schar Royaloi. And let's say you learn like the Makar Frame Shot. The reason why you get Schar Royaloi is why? Is because you're working LP. Chach, Yesh B'chal Masayim Manu, then when I'm massive with you, the Fulmin person, of course, I want you to work and try to save. So whatever you be Maitzi, Tirchau Pi, I'd have to pay you. I mean, for that much that you did, you're my poyo. That's very nice. That's if I made it tonight. But if I didn't make it tonight with you, you're not my poyo. So why am I giving you any money for? So Avada shouldn't even give me Schar Roilai. Avada shouldn't give you anything. I mean, this Smaz Halacha that he owes me and Nira with that, you know, it's a Chiddush Din, that's good, L'smal L'shitase, it's very nice. But L'didan, it can't be. This can't work. It can't happen. So L'chayra, we can't go like this. So now, Grad, if you'll look at the Taz over here, the Taz says, in the second line, on the next page, he says, V'loy yeradati l'soif das asma sifkotin yudalef. I don't understand the smaz kavono, das is shita and sifkotin yudalef, the hishva bezeh lo hisna kehisna. He equated the two halachas as lo hisna as the same halach as hisna. Now, even though the Taz says sifkotin yudalef, and we're in the smaz sifkotin yudbeis, I believe it's a tayseif in the Taz, and he really means sifkotin yudbeis, and he means this line of the smaz that is mashva hisna with loy hisna, and on that he's saying, well, you have to save that. I don't see where he's coming from. Doesn't make any sense. Because first of all, in Sifkot Yeralef, he wasn't really mashva, so there's nothing really for him to argue in Sifkot Yeralef. And second of all, the shtickle of a Rai is that later on in the Taz, he quotes Sifkot Yud Gimel, and he really means Sifkot Yud Beis. So when he says he quotes Sifkot Yud Beis, and really means Sifkot Yud Gimel. So when he quotes Sifkot Yeralef, Yud Yitokhin, he really means Sifkot Yud Beis. All right, you have to know. Maybe he had a different version of the Sma. But L'chay means this, and he said, L'yurati l'saif kaz asma. He doesn't understand it. It can't work. L'chay, that's what he means. There is, however... Huh? Sma l'shitase. But that whole sheet of the Sma is hard to understand. It's a gzeris asma. It's like, you know, what does this mean, l'chay's daga? I don't know. All right. There's Ulam HaMishpat, however, who comes from left field, and he says, the Sma is right. From left field. What's his cheshbin? Not because of alumnus, it's kilu hisna dummy, like the takans kachamim. I don't know. He says a whole new pshat. He says like this. He says that there's a halach and shinayin hey that we learned that when you are a yored bishus, if you yored bishus, you'll get haitzah even yisera ala shvach. If you're yored shalai bishus, I didn't authorize you to do it, I didn't ask you to do it, so you're yored shalai bishus. So then, halach is that by sada siyolita yodala yoyinu, you'll get either atzah or shvach, and the nesivus comes on over here that you won't get atzah yisera ala shvach. But if you're yoyed b'shus, if I authorize you, do I said do it? So then you're going to get atzah even yisera ala shvach. Zog the ulam mishpat. But you get even atzah yisera ala shvach if you're yoyed b'shus. That's when you're yoyed shaloi b'shus, and it's just a sada siyolita. I mean, it's something that you're supposed to be doing. It's the right thing to do. But I didn't authorize you to do it. But if a yared b'shus means I authorized you to do it, then whatever you did, as long as you did something normal, whatever you spent, whatever's normal, I'm going to have to pay you. Zok to ulam ha-mishpat. Hayoysis is a din of ha-shavis ha-veidah. And Chazal want you to do it. And they were masna, kilu hisnadami, that you will get full reimbursement to do. They want you to do it. Zok to ulam ha-mishpat, then it blides like a yared b'shus. It's not blibes like a yerd shaloi b'shus with a sada siyolita. It blibes like you mamish even a yerd b'shus. Oh, if you're yerd b'shus, nanich, you were not matzliach, but you'll still be entitled to reimbursement because by a yerd b'shus you get haitzah even yisera ala shvach.
I understand why it's not a yerd b'shus even if it wasn't yisera. Why is that not yerd b'shus?
Every time I go...
don't know about it.
Right. So that's... what's a lamdi yerd b'shus? Because you hired me. A yerid shaloi b'shus means I did the right thing. You have a beautiful field. Every year you plant tomatoes. This year I see that you're in the base medrash. I'll plant the tomatoes for you. The field is oimed to plant tomatoes. It's perfect. It's a sada siyolita. And the halacha is, at least as the nesiv is here, that if I'm not matzliach, it was a bummer crop. What has the halacha? I don't get reimbursed. Why? Even though it's the right thing to do, it's a sada siyolita. It's supposed to happen.
I
didn't know it would have definitely. So maybe definitely over there by the tomatoes, it would have told me to do it. It's you've been planting tomatoes for 10 years now. I can remember there was a sheet. You might remember the sheet Ramban over there. The Ramban holds that by a sada hasuyalita, you can't even tell me toil. We don't, whatever, we don't pass on like that. Remember, it's Makhlek, the Gain holds in the Sheikh Adedina. You can't even tell me Toyo because it's so for sure that you would have done it that you can't even tell me Toyo, right? But nevertheless, you're not entitled to Toyo Yisrael HaLashvach. So over here, you never told me to do it. You weren't there. You would have, could have, should have, but you didn't. So if you didn't, you're not a Yair Bishus, you're a Yair Chalei Bishus. So if you're a Yair Chalei Bishus, then you're not going to be entitled to Yisrael HaLashvach. The Ulam HaMish was learning that this is very blithe mamish like a spitz, Yerid Bishus. Right, in the Santa Chiddush Ulam HaMish, but a very big Chiddush. The Kezakachim over here is also Masa Galasma and says that you won't be entitled to Skara Royal if you're not Matzliach. But he already makes a pshara. And he says, like half Ulam HaMish, but half what we're saying. He says like this, that if it's something that if you try to save it, it's a good chance you'll end up saving, but it's also a possibility that you won't end up saving. So then, you're not a Yerid Bishus. Because, let's play this out, because if you're going to want to be reimbursed for your Teircha, even if you're not successful, you end up hurting me. Because I'll lose my Chamar, plus I'll lose the money I have to pay you. So you're not doing me a taiva on that side. And you don't know which is going to happen. You don't know if you're going to be successful or not. There's a 65% chance of being successful. There's also a 35% chance you won't be successful. You have to reckon with that chance as well. So, yes, that's the case, then you should not do it. Or, I should say, you don't have a chiv to do it because you might end up losing money. You might try to save my thing, be unsuccessful, and then I won't reimburse you because you can't cause me a loss. And so then you'll end up losing out, so then you don't have a mitzvah shavas aveda. You know, it's one A equals B causes B, which causes A. Because you can't charge me and give me a loss without my permission, so therefore, don't bother even saving it. You can't have a mitzvah to save it, because there's a tzad you might end up losing on the deal. So, Mamel, in that case, if you're not successful, I won't have to pay you. But Zakta Kesakachim, if it's Kemat Borer that you will be successful, it's like a Mir Chain of Motze that you won't be, it's a 95% chance you will be successful, so B'chai Gavno, I will reimburse you. And you have the Takonis Chachamim to reimburse you for everything that you do on my behalf, even Shaloi Bafonai. So Memela, and that then you have a Chiv the Araisa of Ashavas Aveda. Memela, then you're Yerid Bishus. The only reason why you don't have to save my item is because you might lose out. Well, the Chazal kicked in to reimburse you. Chazal said you will zicha be reimbursed. And you don't have a chance of losing because you're for sure going to save my animal. So now back to the drawing board. Now I have a mitzvah d'oraisa to save. Oh, now you're mitzvah d'oraisa. Now you're yored b'shus. You're yored b'shus ha-toyra. The Torah is mechayv you. You better save my animal. Because that was a takon on my behalf, because it's a toiva for me to get back my item and only give you your haitzais. I'll gain from the deal. So they, like, takon ha-shalei b'fanei, zachon adam t'fanei, mamish, but that's what the takon was. They did me a toiva. So it's like a whole galgo. Once Chazal kicked in to reimburse you, so now you have no excuse not to save my chamar. Now you have a mitzvah deraisa to save. Now you're mechuyv. Oh, now you're mechuyv to save. Now you have chiva shavas aved. So now you're yored b'shus. Now you're b'shus. You get outzah. Even you say ra'al ha-shvach. Now you'll be reimbursed. So it's like half the Ulam HaMishpat. Ulam HaMishpat says it's them. No, it's limited. If you know for sure, or virtually for sure, that you're going to save my chamar, now you have a chiv midaraisa to save my chamar, and now you're yored b'shus. That's the Kesa Kachem. It's very gishmak, Rabbi Isai. There's a lot on this Kesa Kachem, which we don't have really time now. I want to say one more halacha. But this lumdus, so the Kesa Kachem, is not muskim. Kesa Kachem just named on a halacha that as long as I'm being reimbursed for all my hefsedim, I now have a chiv midaraisa to save your chamor. And that's not muskam at all. Why? I don't want to get money. I'd rather have my chamor. I train my chamor. My chamor is beautiful. It's trained for already 3 years. Knows how to plow. I should give up my chamor. Can you pay me $100? What can you do with $100? Buy another chamor? Who's going to train my next chamor? I have kushet dechius out of my chamor. I want my chamor. I don't want the money of my chamor. I'm not mechuyv to give up. Now, it's nice, Chazal made a takana to encourage me, and I should be mevate and look away of my kushet dechius a kedei that you should save $200. And you're right, and I'll try to work on myself, but I don't have a chiv to do it. I could say, I don't want to give up my kushet dechius. I don't want to give up my chamor. But if I don't have a chiv deraisa, so I'm no longer Yerib Bishuz. I'm no longer Yerib Bishuz. And avada, you don't get out, so you say, Rala Shvach. Now, his olam this is that I have a chiv deraisa to save, so now I'm automatically Yerib Bishuz. Bishuz atayr, bechiv atayr. So, mele, you're entitled to it, so even you say, Rala Shvach. No. Chazal said you could do it. Chazal say, but they're not machayiv me to do it. I don't have a chiv to do it. I don't have to do it. I could. I don't. I don't know if that makes it mamish into a yori b'rishus, because Chazal never made the takono when you were not successful. Right? If you're not successful, you don't get full reimbursement. Either Hamlet said, no, they only made the takono, but tonight that you're going to be successful. Well, you need first that they're going to make the takono, and now you have a chiv to do. Now you have a chiv to do it, so you get reimbursement. So I'm just saying, this whole lomdas a kesa kodesh is geboit on his shita that Chazal were kaveh, and it's a shita across the board, that Chazal made it, maybe at least midirabonim, you have this chiv, that they made a takono that whenever you're going to get reimbursed, you now have a chiv to be matzel's own zaveda. And that's not Moskin. He has a different makil. It's not for now. Hopefully later on in the simon, we'll go more into it. But it's not Moskin. But yes, if you learn like the Kasekachim's lomdas, yes, then there are a fanim that will now end up to be mamish ayurid b'shus, that you'll be entitled to a tzoy yisayel ashrak, and then yes, the sma will be right in those cases that you'll chach, if you're not successful, you'll chach get scharai haroyolai. Just like as if you were masna. Good. One more quick halacha, Rabbi Sai, and that is, in this case, where you were not masna, let's go back to Ramah, when I was not masna, what happens if I was not masna with you, and you end up saving my chamar, you brought it back to the shore, and it, what? I was there, but I was not masna, so if you not successful, you get zilch. Right? So Rama. What happens if you, and if you are successful, you get schar royal. What happens if you were quasi-successful? You got it out of the river, you brought it back to the shore, and then once it's in the shore, the animal jumps back into the river, the animal runs away, the animal dies. What's the halacha?
That
wasn't hired. So the Archa says that this is different than before. Bishlam, but before when I was hired. So then we have the Ramah who says, you did your job. You just got to bring it back to the shore. But here you weren't hired. So what din are you coming to mon money from me? Also Yerid. Oh, you're coming also Yerid. Yerid, you have to deliver. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you didn't deliver. You delivered almost. You almost delivered. You got it back to the shore. But I didn't repossess my animal. So at the end of the day, I didn't get my animal back. I didn't get any hanor from it. So my mayor, Dr. Koshukan, and here will be different. Here you won't get anything.
So same thing as when you bring up the animal dies.
No, because that was my tanai. If I made a tanai with you to save my animal, so then you did your job, you brought it back, so how do you get saved? Because that was the deal. So you did your schiris. Your schiris ends when you bring it back to the shore. But here you're not coming out schiris. You're coming out zyared. Out zyared, you have to be my shabir. I got to get out of it. If I didn't get it, it's not going to happen. If I need a gain from it, I don't know, you'll be shmeik my field, but I don't know, quicksand, it sunk before I got to it. I lemaise didn't get it. So if I didn't get it, you don't have a din yerid. You can't money me for the yerid, right? If you planted and the crops ended up dying, so there was no yerid. There's no shrak. At the end of the day, there was no shrak. There's no shrak. Then you can't money me. See, at the end of the day, if the animal died, there's no shrak. There's no shrak. You can't money me. All right, Rabbi, so good to... Right.
And the Bialim didn't come and take off his tomatoes. Then there was a storm and wiped
everything. No, L'chayr, if he ready, if the Yerid's job was done, L'chayr, we discussed it. If the Yerid's job, L'chayr, was done, and the Bialim got it in his chatzah, then it's as if he got it ready and his job is over. Here he didn't get it. He saved it, but he didn't bring it back to the Bialim's repossession. So L'chayr, M'chay Gavno, the Aruch Hashulchan says, I hear you, maybe you can be M'chay. I hear what you're coming, driving in. All right, good to talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.